Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Last night, 10 Israeli hostages in Gaza were released just hours before the expiration of the truce between Israel and the terrorist organization Hamas. Dave Collins has the details.
The Qatar foreign minister stated that the release was in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners, including an American-Israeli dual national. Currently, 145 individuals remain hostages, and discussions are reportedly underway for a potential extension of the deal.
President Biden says the American-Israeli dual national citizen released from Gaza yesterday is safe. She was one of 16 hostages released from Gaza last night, 10 of which were released in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners. Former President George W. Bush is honoring his former Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, following his death at his home in Connecticut yesterday. Bush wrote in a statement that America has lost one of the most dependable and distinctive voices on foreign affairs. Bush added that he was grateful for his service, but most grateful for his friendship. He served as National Security Advisor and later as the U.S. Secretary of State under Presidents Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. It's Democrat versus Republican when Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom debate during a televised broadcast this week. The 90-minute special will air on Fox News as Newsom and DeSantis talk about key issues, including the economy, inflation, abortion, gun control, immigration, and homelessness. The debate is 9 p.m. Eastern tonight. 6,000 miles away from its natural habitat, a rare goose has been captured in Los Angeles, California. Wildlife officials say the tundra bean goose was just chilling around Magic Johnson Park. It's a native to Siberia. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Google's former CEO, Eric Schmidt, says artificial intelligence could threaten humanity within the decade. In an interview at the AI Plus Summit, Schmidt said AI development is reflective to the development of nuclear weapons that ended World War II. The dangers of AI begin when the computer can start to make its own decisions to do things, including discovering and manufacturing weapons. Schmidt said mankind would see the effects of AI within 5 to 10 years, but there's many experts in the field that say it could be only 2 to 4 years away. Henry Kissinger has died at the age of 100. The former diplomat and political scientist passed away at his home in Connecticut Wednesday. Dave Collins has more on Kissinger's life.
Kissinger served as National Security Advisor and later as the U.S. Secretary of State under both Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. He earned the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973 for negotiating a ceasefire in Vietnam. That ceasefire didn't hold, and the Vietnam War ended 2 years later with the fall of Saigon.
As the highest-ranking Jewish official in America, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer expressed his obligation to address the surge in anti-Semitism in the United States and worldwide.
The vitriol against Israel in the wake of October 7th is all too often crossing a line into brazen and widespread anti-Semitism.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, I'll tell you, we're going to open this this first hour up with a report on COP28 to make sure that you're aware of what's going on, all under the guise of climate change and no meat. Okay, so everybody's going to be Catholic, but it's going to not just be No Meat Friday. It's going to be No Meat Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Craig Rucker is back with us. It's been a while since we've talked with Craig, but it's important because he's going to be at Dubai, and it is being held now through December the 12th, COP28. Craig is the president and co-founder of the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow. Craig, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good to be back on, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, are you in Dubai right now, or are you on your way?
On my way. I will arrive, actually, within 24 hours thereabouts. And, getting set to go from D.C., I think, it does officially start today, but most of the people aren't showing up till the weekend. King Charles III will be giving the opening statement tomorrow, and he's, of course, the gentleman that likes and has long been a champion for climate causes and famously predicted back in 2019 that the world only had 18 months left, and so he seems like an appropriate figure to be able to, give off the idea that we're once again going to get a deadline that unless we act soon, we're all going to perish from climate change.
Is anybody keeping track of all these deadlines that they have proposed and that haven't happened? I mean, what number are we on now? 12, 14, 20? Well, what is the number?
Oh, you have an incredible number. as far as an actual number, I'm not exactly sure. We actually chronicled some of these in a film we put together called Climate Hustle, but Prince Charles, way back 2008 or 9, actually came out with one saying the world only had like 40 months left. And then, of course, we have AOC's famous prediction, which still, I guess, has time to be fulfilled, that we only had 12 years left, and then the end in 2018 said that, so it's still 2030. Greta Thunberg said in 2018 we have 5 years left. She put that out as a tweet, and apparently that tweet was taken down when the 5 years came and went, and really there's been no change. In fact, there has been an interesting change. Despite the world putting out a lot more CO2 since that time, in fact, the world temperatures have not gone up, which kind of confounds the UN because, they've actually had to ameliorate their numbers saying that, wow, the world's not warming. In fact, during the last 8 years, it went down 0.11 degrees. So it's actually cooler today than it was back in 2015. Nominally, it's about the same temperature. But the UN has changed its projections of going up to 3.5 degrees by the end of the century, now down to about 2.7 degrees. And that came out of COP already.
What are they doing? Are they just like holding their finger up in the air and just coming up with an estimated number? I mean, these theorists, why should we pay them much mind? Because, this is all based on theory. Where's the empirical evidence? Where can we see that this is, I mean, it seems like they have convinced themselves based on what they're looking at, and they really believe that the sky is falling here, Craig. And, you know, and I want to understand their perspective and not just, you know, wholesale discount it, you know, like they wholesale discount our position. But, you know, I don't get it. I'm not seeing where this is, you know, that this truly is leading to the danger that, you know, Greta Thunberg and the rest of them are, you know, shouting from the, you know, hilltops.
You know, it's an interesting question as to why they're motivated like they are. I mean, it becomes almost a religion to these folks.
Oh, it absolutely is a religion. There's no doubt it is. Yes, exactly. Go ahead.
So, you know, we always know that the end of the year is coming because, of course, we have Thanksgiving and Christmas. And also around this time, we have a bunch of very wealthy Hollywood celebrities and people like Bill Gates will also be at COP28 flying in their private jets, then taking limos to go to a U.N. climate conference in some glitzy place. They usually don't take cities like Toledo or, you know, Akron. They go to, this year, Dubai. Yeah. And they'll be, you know, touted by the media as brave people, you know, endeavoring to save the planet against great odds. And I think this gives them a sense of fulfillment that they truly believe that the little people don't know what's best for them, but they know what's best.
Of course. Yeah, exactly. And of course, you got to give them credit. I mean, they're fasting because they're not, nobody's eating meat at these conferences, right? God forbid you bring meat to the table.
Actually, that's funny you mention that. In Madrid, Spain, this goes back a couple of years, where they had a COP, I'm going to say it was COP 26 or so. We went there, and one of the things we noticed is that they only allow certain vendors to come inside these. They have what they call a blue zone where the delegates go and a green zone where the NGOs, that would be the activist groups like Greenpeace, Sierra Club,
right,
those type of groups. We at CFACT actually do have a blue zone pass. And when I went in there, I looked at what they were eating. Yes, they do have the politically correct establishments, which you can get tofu and many insects, I don't know. But the most popular place in Madrid was a Burger King. And I said, okay, well, maybe that's because Burger King's showcasing their impossible burger and they're giving their fake meat out. No, they weren't. I talked to the person who was in charge. He said, if you want the fake meat, you've got to go out into Madrid and buy it. They're only giving real beef there. And that place was packed. I'm talking every delegate went there. So, there's complete hypocrisy at these things.
Well, Craig, explain to us again the blue zone. And you got a blue zone pass. What does that mean? Is it kind of like the Arabs in Israel? You get to go and go through all areas? Or how does that work?
Yeah, it's an accreditation process. The UN, basically, if you're a group that works on this, or you're a nation state. I mean, if you're a country, you can get a blue zone pass just by virtue of the fact you're a nation state, and any of their delegates can get in there. Certain NGOs can, if they go through the accreditation process, get included among them. And by virtue of CFAC having gone since really the 90s, we have been grandfathered in. Now, of course, we haven't always been welcome there. We've actually been thrown out.
Exactly.
but we've always gotten back in. So we try to behave to a degree, but we do point out inconvenient facts when we go there, and those facts are not always welcome.
How many other groups like CFAC are represented there at these COP events?
On our side, I would say you're talking just a handful, probably no more than six groups on our side that probably are accredited. Compared to, I couldn't even imagine how many on the other side are there. So, you know, we're greatly outnumbered and outgunned.
But it's valuable that you go there because at least you see what's on the horizon and what they're pushing. And even, you know, I spoke with Mark Morano last year as well, and that is that you get an idea of how to defend yourself against, you know, your evidence versus what they're putting up, right?
You hit the nail on the head. As a matter of fact, a lot of what we are facing here in America, we're going to hear about, you know, the EV mandates and all the different things, originally, are at the genesis at the U.S. So that's one of the big advantages. Plus, we blow the whistle on it, and sometimes we've been able to stop the U.S. from taking foolish actions. And we've been credited with others for having helped stop the terrorist part when Trump was in.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up on the other side. More from Craig Rucker.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Craig Rucker continues with us, the president, co-founder of the Committee for Constructive Tomorrow. Craig, you know, we went down a list of, several characters here who have made promises based on their theories. and somehow they live another day and still given space. I mean, you've got, you know, one big name that we failed to mention, of course, was Al Gore in 07, who got a Nobel Peace Prize, you know, for all that he did on behalf of, you know, climate change and warning that the sky was falling. And all his predictions have gone by the wayside, but yet, you know, he's the poster child of all this. And is still given place. And, you know, this is what amazes me, because, you know, in this age of misinformation that we're supposed to be so sensitive about, the biggest perpetrators of disinformation are the ones that are putting it out there.
No, you hit the nail on the head, actually. It is interesting how many of his predictions just have not come true. I mean, one of the most famous ones was he would mentioned that when Hurricane Katrina came out, he put this in his movie called An Inconvenient Truth. And this happened in, what, 2005-06, and he said we could expect them every year thereafter. And, of course, we went through the longest pause of hurricanes that hit the landfall of the U.S. in U.S. history right after he made that prediction, and like over a decade. And that was very normal in terms of calmness. So, yeah, he's... you know, been shown up on many occasions, yet remains an icon at conferences like COP28 that we're
exactly. Well, that's why he loves this, because all his peeps are there. You know, his posses are there, and all his acolytes that are all delusional, that cannot seem to exercise any kind of critical thinking. You know, Craig, and I don't mean to, you know, be disrespectful here in any level. It's just I'm saying, you know, these people are dangerous. I mean, look what's happened to our country. We are enduring a lot of pain right now because you got a president and a president two times before him, Barack Obama, who said, you know, that, you know, this is a fact. You know, it's not even a scientific term, but he says, you know, global warming is a fact. And then you've got, you got Al Gore and others, John Kerry saying, well, the earth is boiling. You know, we're boiling. I'm going, where are we boiling? What is going on? So maybe in these last 7 minutes that we have together here, Craig, you can touch on, you know, these key points that are problematic and why, you know, most of the country, I mean, we may not be able to debate them, you know, because let's, you know, figure it here that, you know, 99% of the country didn't go to an Ivy League college. We don't have a degree that comes from some Ivy League college, some prestigious college that gives us some sort of place and precedent and standing so that we can talk about these things. But common sense tells us that, you know, that something's off here. This is why people aren't running, you know, to buy EVs, and why car manufacturers are saying, look at, you know, we just, you know, people aren't buying it. So, you know, I don't know if they're just asking the government, and which is us, the taxpayer, to give them more subsidy so that this thing will, you know, this whole boondoggle will continue. Because what the left always believes, Craig, is that, you know, if you just give us more time and more money, we'll be able to prove that we're right. Isn't that the general consensus for them?
Oh, it absolutely is. And I would say, you know, for a lot of people that are out there, they may look at climate change as just a scientific debate. And, you know, you have this opinion. You say potato, I say potato. Right. No, it's not a really a question of that. There are some real ramifications to what you believe. And I'll tell you how that works itself out. First off, if you truly believe the world is in an apocalyptic state and we're all going to perish shortly, you tend to do very rash things. And that's the exact mindset of the people who are attending the Conference of the Parties right now in Dubai. They are actually advocating that we cut our diet of red meat and meats in general from about 127 kilograms of meat a year, which is the average American diet, from 127 down to 15. They're talking that meat should become a luxury item that you rarely eat. That's going to impact everybody that's listening on this broadcast right now.
They want
electric cars to become your future. That means the recharging that takes place. If you want to just take a trip from, you know, Washington, D.C. up to Boston, you may have to add an hour and a half to 2 hours to your trip to recharge your car, assuming you don't have to wait in line. And we do not have the infrastructure to do that. Also, tremendous increase in costs that you will have to bear for trying to own one of these things. It also means our electricity is going to be transformed, and Biden has doubled down on this. We're going to be getting more and more electricity from wind and solar, which means more blackouts, more brownouts. These are times when you will want electricity, but you won't be able to have it. And the cost for you to have it at a more intermittent level will be probably three times what you're paying today for less reliable energy. So you're talking about changes to your diet. You're talking about possible climate lockdowns during the Maui wildfires. Not long ago, President Biden actually called for, you know, was talking about a climate emergency. Now, the problem with that is if he calls a climate emergency, that means they want to limit your travel, maybe no personal air flights. And, you know, people in France, actually 40-some percent of them actually said they would be good with having just, you know, a few flights in their lifetime in order to tackle climate change. That tells you how poisoned that society is. And this is the type of future they're talking about. If you love the COVID lockdowns, you'll like the climate lockdowns in perpetuity.
Well, and what they're trying to do also here, Craig, is that is to assign the responsibility and the adjudication of these emergencies to the United Nations. So bye-bye America's sovereignty. We will be beholden to the United Nations on any emergency issue, whether it is we're talking about a pandemic or, you know, as they've determined based on their theory that the sky is falling and that we need to do something, you know, just as you said, there's a climate emergency. And we know every time an emergency authorization is enacted, then it's the people who suffer because we have our liberties that are taken away, right?
Oh, no question. And one of the frustrations that those who were at the World Health Organization and others had were people like, you know, the Florida governor and, you know, the one, Kristi Noem from South Dakota. So you had DeSantis and Kristi Noem and all them, you know, loosening up the restrictions on the lockdowns. Well, in order to prevent that, what they're planning on doing is try and internationalize this, make it part of the Paris Accord and make it mandatory.
Right.
Therefore, an individual state has to act in accordance with a foreign treaty because foreign treaties supersede state laws. So as a result of that, you could get a climate lockdown that really your local and your state government can do little about. And that would be the dream of many of those who are gathering at the COP28 meeting now in Dubai.
Because it worked so well before, didn't it?
Well, that's just it. It didn't. And we have the data now to show that. Even some of the major medical journals have come out and said that the lockdowns were not not effective and actually recommended against them. But, you know, I don't think these people necessarily see that. They're, in their hearts, watermelons. They may be green on the outside, but red on the inside. Red not in a red state way, but more in the traditional far-left red.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is Marxism, communism, everything all rolled into one. It's nothing about liberty. It's all about control. And here it is. I mean, you know, freedom-loving people are the ones that are going to have to pay the price. I mean, what a waste of money. You think about all this money that is dumped there at COP28, right? And it's just a bunch of Don Quixotes chasing windmills in their dreams.
No, I can't disagree with you, and it's our hope that by going there, which we fact we'll be able to shine the light of truth there, and we'll report back to you.
Well, please, Craig, I want to keep our lines of communication open up so that you can keep us up to date. Be safe there. I know that you'll be taking plenty of notes, and you know we'll continue the conversation to further correct educational purposes. So that our audience will know better of what's going on there at COP28, because this is, on many levels, is very, very dangerous. There's no doubt about it. Craig Rucker has been with us. Thank you, Craig. Take care. Godspeed.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults
It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
USA News Update. Last night, 10 Israeli hostages in Gaza were released just hours before the expiration of the truce between Israel and the terrorist organization Hamas. Dave Collins has the details.
The Qatar foreign minister stated that the release was in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners, including an American-Israeli dual national. Currently, 145 individuals remain hostages, and discussions are reportedly underway for a potential extension of the deal.
Former President George W. Bush is honoring his former Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, following his death at his home in Connecticut yesterday. Bush added that he was grateful for his service, but most grateful for his friendship. He served as National Security Advisor and later as a U.S. Secretary of State under Presidents Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. We've got Roy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing?
Not bad, Bill. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you survived Thanksgiving okay. I mean, the places you went to, did the faithful of the Biden campaign, did they bring along with them their talking points and their special Happy Thanksgiving guide and how to talk with, you know, MAGA patriots if they happen to be at your table during Thanksgiving?
Yeah, how to enrage your family and friends in 3 easy steps, right?
Exactly. This is brilliant. I mean, leave it to the great. He was supposed to be the great uniter, right? He was going to unite the country. And I think the only thing that he's united the country in is in misery.
That's very true. You know, you've got people right now looking at the most expensive housing market in, I think, I've heard the last 40 years. Incredibly high interest rates, which make it hard to buy houses. People are actually kind of locked into this unusual situation I've never seen before, where they bought their homes at low interest rates, but if they buy new homes, they've got to pay a much higher interest rate, and they can't afford that additional gap. And so what they're doing is they're staying where they are, and that means houses are not on the market, which means people want to buy houses, can't buy houses. So we're like in a housing lock situation. And Biden, of course, is running around saying, well, you know, inflation's cooled off, everything's great. Well, it's true. The prices are not rising as quickly as they were a year and a half ago, but prices have not come down, other than gasoline has come down. But a lot of stuff is just still very high. You know,
inflation,
you would lose some of that increase in price, but people are still going to the supermarket and elsewhere and buying things at much higher prices than they did at the time Donald J. Trump left the White House. And so people are coping with that. and you know, just a very difficult situation. And the White House and the Democrat National Committee want us to sit around our, I guess, Thanksgiving tables, and maybe now our, you know, Christmas and Hanukkah tables, etc., and you know, go through talking points and explain to our conservative relatives and friends and loved ones why they're wrong and Joe Biden's Democrats are right. So, hey, let's politicize one more aspect of American lives, which is pretty much what the left does all the time.
Exactly. And speaking of housing, let's not forget these kids that spent $250,000 on their college educations, and they're not working, and so they moved back home with mom and dad because they can't afford the rent.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got a, I don't know if it's a record number, but a very high number of Americans who are staying in their mom's and dad's houses, I think up until their late 20s or maybe even early 30s. And, you know, the norm was your parents nurture you till you're 18, you go off to school or go off to work, and then, you know, get out of the house by about the time you're a legal drinker at age 21.
Right.
Now that's being pushed back by, you know, 5 years, 8 years, maybe even 10 years in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder why early family formation is not taking place at the rate it did. Marriages are being postponed. Childbirth is being postponed. And these things ultimately, after a few years, start to have very significant effects on the economy and the overall society in general. And so it's got so many negative repercussions coming out of the terrible decision the American voters did to put Joe Biden in the White House 2.5 years ago.
Well, and psychologists are saying, DeRoy, that people aren't getting married, you know, because, you know, of what's happening in the culture. There's this sense of hopelessness, and that is a key ingredient that promotes marriage, is when there is hope. And I think for the first time in our country's history, our population numbers are down, and, you know, that's critical if we're going to continue on with this great American experiment.
That's an aspect of it, and I also think a lot of young people have been propagandized about global warming, we're all going to die, we're all boiling in a sea of carbon dioxide, et cetera, et cetera. So the last thing you want to do is bring children onto a planet that's going to be boiling over in the next 10, 15 years. And, you know, a lot of young people, unfortunately, have been completely spooked and terrified by this garbage. And it's constantly,
exactly.
Well, you know, the last thing I'm going to do is reproduce, so I'll just, you know, get a dog and leave it at that. And, you know, good luck with having the kind of birth curve in a society where, you know, it's absolutely nothing else, never mind sustaining the human race, the Homo sapiens species. But we need more people around to work, to pay the bills of people like you and me who aren't age 25 anymore. And either currently or before too long, we'll be collecting Social Security, Medicare, all these other delightful programs. And they're all based on the idea that there are more people outside the wagon pulling it than are inside the wagon getting pulled. And right now we've got more and more people in the wagon than out of the wagon. And if the people out of the wagon don't have kids, we're going to have even more people in the wagon, not out. Yeah, so we're going to end up in a situation, well, it's a game of musical chairs. You've got 330 million people looking, trying to figure out how to sit down in 200 million chairs. Well, good luck with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you say pyramid scheme? And Bernie Madoff is going, wait a minute. And I went to jail for this, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's literally a file cabinet in West Virginia, and they put a bond that says future Congress has the right to take this bond and either print money, raise taxes, or reduce benefits to equal the amount of that certificate, that bond. If you and I, Bill, started a private company, started doing that, we'd be under arrest for fraud within probably a few months, okay?
Exactly.
So Congress does it. They've been doing it since the 1930s, and it is a giant Ponzi scheme. And it works as long as you've got more people paying in than people who are taking money out. But as the baby boom retires, you've got more people taking money out of the system than putting in. As you've just been saying, as young people now have fewer kids, you're going to have fewer and fewer workers paying in. And this this entire Ponzi scheme is just going to go belly up, I think, somewhere in the next probably 10, 15 years. And we're already seeing, I think, the Medicare hospital fund is supposed to hit the wall, I think, in 2026, 2027. So this is not decades down the road. This is just a few years from now that all these Ponzi schemes are going to start into the wall, and people are not going to be very happy with what they see.
Yeah, but we're more concerned about climate right now. I mean, you got COP 28, and this is going to be interesting because the last time they got together, they said they wanted all these nations, including the United States, China, and others, to pay, you know, for all these third world countries that are having to pay the price of our modernization and our irresponsibility in mismanaging the environment, right?
Yeah, we've got a really extraordinary situation here with this COP2 meeting and COP20, whatever it is,
I think it's 20.
This is oddly enough being held in the United Arab Emirates, which produces a lot of oil, which last I checked is fossil fuel.
Right.
This would be like having the National Sexual Puritanism Convention right in the middle of one of these brothels they've got out in Nevada. I mean, it's
right.
The hypocrisy is staggering. The biggest polluter on the planet, Xi Jinping, who runs China, he's not going to be there. So he's the biggest criminal, climate criminal, if you want to use that term. He won't be there. Joe Biden's not going. He's so concerned about this, but for whatever reason, he won't be there. And, you see this entire, again, global warming hoax, as I call it, going on, and it's being used as really a cudgel, a totalitarian cudgel, to take away our freedoms. You see the people who are concerned about this thing. You can't have your gas stove. You can't have your gas heater. No more air conditioners. Ceiling fans, those have got to go. We've got to drive these electric vehicles, even though I think just this week 4,000 car dealers have sent a letter to the White House saying, look, nobody's buying the electric vehicles. They're gathering dust. Would you please get off our necks? You're making us we're making us produce and sell a product people don't want. And the White House's answer is apparently they want to double down on this even more so. And I just heard this today. There's a brand new idea to me, which is that we have to have something new called carbon passports. And they
yes.
The carbon passport is that you get allotted a certain amount of carbon that you're allowed to use, and that's rationed, and apparently it's equal to about two trips across the Atlantic flying to New York, to London, and back. Now, some people may not travel a whole lot, can handle that, but if you're, you've got family, friends, or business in Europe, and you want to fly back and forth, or if you're like me, I live in New York, my mom, dad, and sisters, and family live out in Southern California. I go back and forth to California at least four or five times a year.
Exactly.
And so I guess maybe I can cut it down to two and only see my parents twice a year rather than four times a year. Excuse me. So this is totalitarianism. This is totalitarianism without the guard dogs and the barbed wire and cement walls, which at least keep it honest. This is a totalitarian government. Without those things, they take your freedom away, but they say, well, we're doing it for you, and it's a good thing for you, good thing for the planet. So, smile and feel good as we
exactly.
Take liberties away. Unbelievable.
And don't forget, you get no meat, too, by the way. More from DeRoy Murdoch after this. Stay with us.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
A psoriasis flare-up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. You know, DeRoy, what's driving me nuts here is when I keep looking at the polls, they'll say 40% of America approves of Joe Biden. I can't find anybody in that 40% because help me understand what you're seeing and what I'm missing that... You know, that causes you to say that Joe Biden is doing a great job as president of the United States.
Well, Bill, you must be listening to Fox News and listening to propaganda about, you know, the terrible shape the country's in. If you could turn your Fox News off, you know how great it is. The economy is booming. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, until I go to the grocery store and go put gas in my car. Then I can remain delusional, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, lots of low-cost fuel, low-cost food, low-cost housing. Kids learning really well and becoming brilliant. The crime's gone. The streets have never been safer. The borders stitched shut. No illegal alien problem. Respect on the world stage. Peace breaking out all over the Middle East and Central Europe. I mean, this is what's happening, Bill. And maybe you're hearing Fox News and hearing the opposite. Look, things are falling apart. Things are falling apart in so many levels. Obviously, I'm being sarcastic about these things. And I think even some diehard former Democrat voters, Hispanics, black voters are looking around saying, look, you know, we didn't sign up for this nonsense. We didn't sign up for the total collapse of the American border, the complete squandering of energy independence, two big wars in the Middle East and in with Ukraine, China on the loose all over the place. People basically laughing at the President of the United States. He makes phone calls to world leaders. They don't even take his calls. You know, he's literally asleep at the switch most of the time, and when he's awake, he's causing tremendous trouble for people. And oddly enough, you said 40%. The latest Gallup poll has him at 37%, which I think is the most for his presidency. My question is, why is it that high? Some people say, why is it so low?
Well, that's
why is that high? So, these 37% of the people who think everything's hunky-dory here.
Exactly.
You may have some hardcore Democrats who are going to stick with the Democrat Party no matter what, and maybe that's a big chunk of it. Maybe some people don't really, you know, follow the news so much. But almost anybody who's got his eyes open and is honest about things can see that, you know, to put it kindly, things are not quite optimal at the moment.
Without a doubt. You know, and you touched on something in terms of being honest. I can tell you, in the Hispanic demographic, honor, honesty, truth is really important. You can chuck and jive a little bit, you know, but don't flat out lie. And this administration, for over 2 years, has just been one lie after another, DeRoy. Especially with the Hispanic community, after a while, this just becomes untenable. It's like, I don't want to hear from you anymore.
Yeah, and probably the biggest lie, they still keep saying it, is the border's closed, the border's secure.
Yeah, right,
I mean,
right.
You could be open-minded and say, look, we need a lot of immigrants. Maybe the illegal aliens are great because they help us have low-cost labor. I don't believe that. Maybe people believe that. But to look at what's going on at the southern border, which has been ripped wide open, I say border in quotation marks, how you can see that and then stand up and not mislead or exaggerate or try to put a positive spin on things, but out flat out lie to the American public. And say
exactly.
The border's closed, the border's secure. I mean, there's no other word about this. Call these people liars. That's the only. That's the most polite word one can use. And I think people get sick of seeing something with both their eyes, you know, right through their retinas and their optical nerves. And then the President of the United States, the Secretary of Housing and of Mayorkas.
Homeland Security.
Homeland Security, not HUD. Homeland Security. Yeah. Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, they get up and say, yeah, the border's closed, the border's secure. And like, what are you people talking about? Here's the,
exactly.
I think we're three-year-old children, really? Are we babies? Mm-hmm. And we're grown adults. You talk to us about adults. And, you know, if you want to tell us why it's a good thing this is happening, and tell us, you know, why it's positive that the border's wide open, but don't sit there and tell us, and lie to us and tell us it's closed when it's basically been, you know, blasted wide open.
Right. Well, it's along the same road as they, you know, want to say that Trump and the GOP are planning to destroy democracy, when the Biden administration, with all their policies, are they not doing that?
They really are. This is another area of total hypocrisy when Biden and the Democrats say, oh, you got to vote Democrat because the Republicans win. It'll be the last election in America because they're trying to destroy democracy. And I just, go through a little brief history lesson of the last couple of years. The Democrat Party. These are the folks who started spying on the Trump campaign in 2016. I don't think there's anything really democratic about spying on your opposition. Mm-hmm. I believe they had wiretaps in Trump Tower, if I remember correctly.
Exactly,
then,
yeah.
They sabotaged. They said, okay, well, Trump won, and rather than saying, all right, we'll present our ideas in opposition, but we have to respect the fact that this is who the American people want. They had this entire effort for 3 years to tell people that he was a Russian agent controlled by the Kremlin. This Russian hoax went on. For 3 years, we've had 5 different investigations, determined there's nothing there. It's not true. Donald J. Trump does not work for Vladimir Putin, but they still wasted 3 years of our national energy, national income, and national goodwill lying to us about this. They're right now running around trying to not to run against Donald J. Trump and explain why their agenda is better than his. They're busy trying to throw him in jail with 91 different indictments and 4 different cases. Don't run against your opponent. Jail your opponent. That's what they're trying to do here. Then you have people running around saying, let's just take him off the ballot. Not, you know, we'll defeat him at the polls. We'll get more votes than he does and win. No, let's just take him off the ballot. You have the Democrats running around doing that sort of thing. In a lot of these Trump legal cases, they've got, they've demolished the concept of attorney-client privilege. I mean, it used to be that, you know, you could talk to your priest, talk to your lawyer, and tell him what you did, and that would be just between, you know, the two of you, or maybe the two of you and God. Democrats have blown that up, and you've got I've never seen this before in my life until the last couple of years. Donald J. Trump's attorneys being brought in and testifying before grand juries. You know, what did you and your client talk about? You know, until the Democrats did this a couple of years ago, that didn't happen. So that's just astonishing. Censorship, you know, the way to advance democracy, as we all know, is to have a wide open debate on issues of the day and what's the best path forward. It could be right, could be left, maybe it's a combination of the two. No. What these people want to do now, they have 80, not one or two or three, but 80 different FBI agents who are pressuring Silicon Valley companies like Facebook and Google and YouTube and others to take stories they don't like and make sure that they don't get the wide exposure they should. They took the Hunter Biden laptop from Hell story, completely set on that before the 2020 election. They actually shut down the Twitter account of the New York Post, the oldest newspaper in the country, started by none other than Alexander Hamilton. Their Twitter account was shut down for for 15 days right before the 2020 election, and subsequent polls indicated that people, if had people known Hunter Biden did what he did, they would not have voted for his father, and Joe Biden would be in his dungeon in Delaware. He wouldn't be in the Oval Office pressing us right now.
And we'd still be energy independent. Oh, yeah, by the way, and the border would be secure.
You know, yeah. Israel would not have been attacked on October 7th. Right. Ukraine would be living a wonderful life without Russian troops on their soil. So anyway, you go down this list, and there are many other things the Democrats are doing, and these are direct assaults on democracy. They're the ones, the Democrat Party is the anti-democracy party, and rather than face up to and admit it, what they do, which they always do, is psychological protection. Take their problems, throw them on Republicans, say Republicans are the ones doing this. It's appalling. It's one of their big talking points. We're going to hear a lot between now and the election of November 2024. And our readers and you know, tell your family, tell your friends, this is absolute garbage. This is going to be one of their big talking points. And it's not the Republican Party, it's the Democrat Party that systematically is assaulting democracy in the United States of America.
Well, at the base of democracy is free and fair elections. And the Democratic Party has almost single-handedly corrupted the entire process to such a degree, DeRoy, that I would say, you know, you probably got near a majority of Americans that have their doubts that America will ever be able to hold a true free and fair election because of all the things that, you know, the Democrats have put into play here.
You're absolutely right about that. You know, the Democrats very energetically fight any effort to clean up the voter rolls. And there's a law called the Motor Voter Law, signed by Bill Clinton. It says that every year or two, but you know, certainly between elections, the registrar of voters, they need to go in and clean up the voter rolls, take out the names of dead voters, take out the names of people who've moved away, et cetera, people who might have gone to jail. And the Democrats always fight that we don't want to do it. We want to leave the rolls untouched. They'll go to court to stop that. Why would you do that? Why would you, if you run the registrar of voters in, you know, County X or State Z, want voter rolls or anything other than pristine? The only reason I can think of is if you want, you know, a lot of loosey goosey votes, where you can, you know, cast the dead votes if you need to, if your Democrat candidate is loose.
Exactly.
You know, the secret ballot is one of the cornerstones of American democracy. You walk into the booth, you vote for or against whoever you wish. You can't be pressured by your boss, your husband, your wife, your grandkids, your children, whatever. You vote the way you want, and nobody knows about it. You put your ballot in the ballot box, nobody knows how you voted. Well, now it's like, oh, vote at home. Let's do the mail-in ballot. Okay, so now your ballot is sitting on the kitchen table, and your wife or your husband or your grandpa or your grandkids, or you're sitting at, you know, some bosses have vote parties. Hey, bring your ballots in. Let's all vote in the conference room together. And I know, I've got friends who've done this. And there's the boss watching you fill out your ballot. And you know, if you want to get a raise or promotion or not get fired, well, you know, you better not fill in that Donald J. Trump bubble. It's got to be the Joe Biden bubble or whatever it is. Or maybe it's the other way around. If somebody doesn't want you to vote for Joe Biden, wants to vote for Trump. This is horrible. We need to go back to voting in secret with the nobody watching, not this Democrat idea of vote in front of other people and demolish the secret ballot, which is another way the Democrat Party is wrecking democracy in our country.
Well, the last thing the Democrats want us to, again, believe in is our Constitution. And it puts the onus on we, the people. We must activate our citizenship and preserve liberty. If not, what's left for the next generation, DeRoy?
Yeah, if we don't do that, you know, the United States of America is basically just, you know, a territory with you know, some beautiful amber waves of grain in the Grand Canyon and some pretty vistas, and not the system of limited self-government and human freedom and flourishing, which all of which were established by the Founding Fathers back in 1776. All that stuff is very much in jeopardy right now, thanks to an increasingly totalitarian, anti-democratic Democrat Party, and people have got to think long and hard about that over the next year, and come November 24, send the Democrat Party into the Smithsonian Institution, where we can study it as an historical artifact rather than the oppressors of our nation.
He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Thanks very much.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the left.